From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, what does House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's primary loss mean for the Republican Party?
But first, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel strongly defended the release of five Taliban detainees from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. He spoke before the House Armed Services Committee this morning.
The president's decision to move forward with the transfer of these detainees was a tough call. I supported it. I stand by it. As Secretary of Defense, I have the authority and the responsibility, as has been noted here, to determine whether detainees, any detainees, but these specific detainees of Guantanamo Bay can be transferred to the custody of another country. I take that responsibility, Mr. Chairman, members of this committee, damn seriously. Damn seriously.
Hagel is the first high-level Obama administration official to testify in an open hearing before Congress on the Bergdahl deal. NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang is covering the hearing. And Elsa, committee members today made a point of saying this hearing was not about the circumstances of Bo Bergdahl's capture. So what did end up being the focus of Hagel's testimony in the hearing?
Well, there were a number of questions. There have been a number of questions that members of Congress have been demanding answers to, the most important of which, of course, is why didn't the White House notify Congress in advance of the prisoner exchange? There's a law that was passed just last year that requires the president to notify Congress at least 30 days before any Guantanamo detainees are transferred. But today, members of the House also focused on other questions, like exactly how much of a threat is posed by these five released Taliban militants. Will their release cost more American lives down the road? Was their release an exception to the general principle that this country should not negotiate with, quote-unquote, terrorists? And why exactly were these five particular Taliban members selected?
Well, let's take those one at a time there. What did Secretary of Defense Hagel say about why the administration didn't inform Congress about the deal?
Well, the word of the day was the word extraordinary, that this was an extraordinary situation with extraordinary circumstances, a unique set of dynamics. In other words, yes, the White House would ordinarily have notified Congress, but the time pressure here was just too great. Hagel said after the prisoner exchange was set in motion, only 96 hours passed before Bergdahl was in U.S. custody. And during those very short 96 hours, he said, throughout that period, there was a lot of uncertainty, a lot of changing factors. They didn't know the general area of the handoff until about 24 hours in advance, and then they didn't know the precise location until 1 hour before the actual exchange took place. Also, Hagel said that the U.S. was told by the government in Qatar that any leak of these plans would end the negotiations immediately. They were very concerned that telling a greater circle of people would result in such a leak, and there was a concern that military personnel would also be exposed to a possible ambush if there was such a leak. Hagel said, of course, you know, they could have done a better job of informing Congress had they had the time and space to, but this situation didn't allow them that time and space. But this case does raise questions going forward about what truly constitutes an extraordinary situation. As House Speaker John Boehner noted yesterday a bit angrily, he, as well as other congressional leaders, were notified about the raid on Osama bin Laden. You know, how was that situation any less extraordinary than what happened with Bergdahl's prisoner exchange?
Right. Now, the testimony in the hearing today, you know, began in a mostly measured tone, but there were some heated moments, specifically about the issues that you touched on. Do you think the Defense Secretary's testimony overall is going to have any significant impact on changing congressional or public opinion about this swap?
Well, it's difficult to say because what Hagel has done today is basically reiterate what the White House has been saying for days now. You know, there wasn't anything truly new that was learned, and, you know, that basically the White House has been saying, we respect the law, we understand the law, but even that law, that 30-day notification, offers the president some flexibility in urgent or extraordinary circumstances. Hagel reiterated that line of argument today. You know, the hearing does push the question, then, what constitutes the parameters of that presidential leeway, those extraordinary circumstances. Another thing that the hearing didn't go into that may continue to affect public opinion is exactly why Bergdahl, how he was even been captured. You know, had he deserted at the time? Had he purposely tried to run off? That's something the hearing didn't really touch, and that may affect whether the public thinks this swap was ultimately worth it.
NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang. Elsa, thanks so much.
You're welcome.